There's not much to me. I'm all for simplicity, and to mock me and everyone else, life is everything but. Back home, witnessing some events altered my personality forever, and in retrospect, maybe for the best. This is one of those many unfortunate events. Despite the reports of increasing terrorism throughout the area, a friend and I went to a crowded bazaar to shop. There we witnessed what had so quickly yet so terrifyingly become a norm. Disregarding all warnings from our parents and news alerts about suicide bombings, foolishly enough, we still went. We were on a motorcycle, as it was easier to get around on the packed streets of the city. As my friend and I were done loafing around, we got on his motorcycle to leave, with me sitting behind him, completely oblivious to the unfathomable hell that was to be unleashed shortly. As he started driving away, a blast so sudden and sharp pierced my ears that I lost my hearing for the next couple seconds. As I looked back, blood was scattered all over the bazaar. The warm liquid of life had touched my shirt. It was all over people, children, and shops. People were screaming, crying, and in utter confusion. A woman who was yelling for her child and looking around anxiously would forever be stuck in a labyrinth, as I saw her son unconscious on the other side of the street. As I started to turn my head back to face the direction in which we were driving, while my cousin regained control of the motorcycle, something on the street caught my eye. It was a severed head. It lay there on the ground, with its scarlet red veins viciously pumping out blood. His eyes were still open. I made the mistake of making eye contact with him. And while doing so, his gaze burned through my very soul and engraved itself into my conscience. To this day, I think about it when someone mentions death. He blinked one more time, and then he was gone. Just like that. His eyes were empty, and his soul has left his body, or what was left of it, at least. Driving away, traumatized, I never gave it much thought. I was barely 13. Red is the color I see when I sometimes try to sleep at night. It's the color I see when I whine about useless wants and realize how lucky I am to even breathe. It is the color that resonates within my vision every day, continuously without mercy. Alas, there's not much to me, except that I exist.